Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 10.72, up 3 on the open. May, 10.77, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.19, down 1 on the open. May, at 10.33, down a half. July, 9.56, up 1 and a half. December, 9.69, up 2 and a half. July of 2009, 8.74, down 6 on the open. March corn opened at 5.25, up 1.5 on the open. May, 5.38.5, up 2.5. July, 5.50, up 2.5. September, 5.43.5, down 4.5. December, 5.49.5, up 1.5. March, 5.53.5, down 3. July, 5.64, up 4. December of 2009, 5.21, up 2.5 on the open. March beans open at 14.07, up 9.25 on the open. May, 14.29, up 12. July, 14.40, up 9.25. November, 13.79, up 13. January, 13.76, up 3 on the open. March soybean meal open at 361.70, up 130 on the open. May, 368.30, up 170. March soybean oil opened at 61.18, up 50 on the open. May, 62, up 53. March feeders open at 105.55, down 10 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.17.5, up 10 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 65, down 7.5 on the open. And March bellies opened at 94 even, down 27.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker with ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start this morning with a little talk about what's going on over at the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia. We had some numbers today, and they're interesting because at the Outlook Forum, they are saying that they're projecting corn acres at 90 million. That's up 2 million acres from last week's 10-year baseline projection from USDA. Beans at 71 million, no change from last week. Wheat, 64 million acres. That's down 1 million acres from the baseline projection of last week. But another piece of information that I find interesting, the total U.S. acreage for the 8 major field crops is going to increase by 6.8 million acres. What do you make of those numbers?
Well, first thing you got to understand that they're estimates. None of these acres projections are done on any kind of survey that USDA has done. I mean, that survey process is going to start taking place here the end of next week and the first couple days there of March. So these are, again, estimates by economists that kind of feel that this is a good starting point anyway on the acreage projection. So I think you have to understand that they're just guesses. I think they're more than probably a guess. They may be looking at other things, but they are not to be taken as the holy gospel here, because these numbers are likely to change after USDA does their survey.
To me, it's interesting that they found 2 million more acres of corn from just a week ago. It's suggestive that it's really a moving target.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know who actually gave, you know, who came first. I just don't know. But you got to keep in mind that this is an Outlook form, and they, you know, are looking at different types of scenarios, and they project it. Now, I guess something that I would be is probably a little more interesting than anything is the total acres. As you mentioned, there was going to maybe be up like 6 million. That seems to be a couple million higher than probably what the trade was, I think, looking at. Everybody kind of feels that we're going to, you know, maybe the acreage conservation, acreage reserve will maybe see acres go up about 4 million from that. But to come up with 6 million new additional acres, that one is probably a little surprising, I think, to most people, and that probably could be viewed as somewhat negative. Now, I don't know what USGA used to come up with those numbers, but again, you know, that one's probably the most interesting thing to see how that one plays out.
It is, and it's 6.8, so it's really closer to 7. So it is very interesting to see where those extra acres might be coming from, and we certainly want to be sure to take a look at the planning intentions report as
right,
it comes out at the end of March.
The planning intentions report is now, it's a limited survey, but it has a little, you know, at least there's some statistical reasoning out of acreage estimates from the survey report, whereas these estimates are individual judgments or a group judgment of some kind. And, you know, if anybody can do that, I mean, you could come up with a projection, Dave, if you wanted to. I mean, we're kind of in the season where anything can be projected at the moment. But until we see USGA's final numbers or the planning intentions estimates, that'll be more of the pivot point. And, of course, then April weather becomes a real important part of equation there too. So, you know, I think these what kind of, you know, I haven't seen them. I'm on the road here down in New Orleans, so I haven't seen the supply demand tables. I guess I like to see what kind of ending stocks number they actually put on some of these corn and soybeans, because I do think for the most part you have to kind of feel that unless we get these larger increases than what the trade was looking at, ending stocks levels are going to be awful tight for another year or so.
All right, then. Let's turn our attention to some technicals, both beans and corn, making new contract highs again today. I guess the battle for acres still underway. But I want to focus on a couple of charts. I want to look at the July corn chart, where the spike we had a week or two ago, a few sessions ago, was at 551.5. We spiked up at 552.75 overnight. We did not settle above that number. However, the settlement at 547.25. As you look at that July chart, is a settlement above 51.5 a very critical number for you? And if so, we get there, what does it mean?
Well, I think that July chart has a couple points. Number one is that spike high, closing above that spike high that we had here a couple weeks ago. And then, of course, the all-time high that was recorded in 1996. I mean, I think that one is 554.5. So the July futures, I think it'll be a big hurdle, let's say not a hurdle, I think it would be important from a technical perspective, if July futures goes on and makes record highs. I think that would be big in this sense, and I think that would maybe open up the doors to a little higher prices than what people were maybe kind of looking at here a month or two ago. So I think that's something to be watching. As a technician, that's what I'm going to watch, because I think that'll be huge. Because you've got all the other contracts in record highs. July is the only one that hasn't done that. And that was the same way on these beans. We had, you know, during the month of November and December, we had a lot of record highs done on individual soybean contracts. But it took us until just recently, or until January, before the July contract made a record high, went above 1290. So, and then after you saw that happen, you did see soybeans now extend their gains another dollar or so. So I think that'll be what we'll be watching at December or on July corn, if we can go above that record high, and then whether or not we can see some follow through on that.
Thank you much, Dan.
Okay, Dave. Bye-bye.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group Indicator, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 1071.5, up 2.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 1012, down 8. July, 949, down 5.5. March corn, 520.25, down 3.25. December, 545.25, down 2.75. March beans, $14, up 2.25. November, 1369, up 3. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.